such as what I was doing. So that's why we're going to do a full one here today. So obviously you ended up sending me, you know, the chat and you said, oh, this is a challenging topic, but I strongly agree. No. It's the integrated. So you're going to go, both the reading and the lecture are about Amtrak, which is a train service that is used throughout the United States. Ta-da! Okay, that's the first sentence. Then there's the second sentence. It says there are a number of critics who believe that the government should not own Amtrak and that it should be sold to a privately owned company. All right, so then you would say, the author of the reading states that several critics are opposed to the fact that the government should not own Amtrak. Rather, a private company should, or something like that. And then you would say, however, the lecturer disputes the claims made by the author. Remember, that is exactly what your what is it? That's exactly what your introductory paragraph is going to be, right? So I have the title right here. And then after that, I'm given a description of it. Okay, it's a train service that is used throughout the United States. There it is. And then after that,
so when I am in reading, I have to start in integrated essay.
I'm sorry?
When I take the TOEFL in the reading part, I have to start in that way or in which area?
Yeah, you're going to start this way. So basically what happens when you do your
integrated writing.
Yeah, when you start your writing, it's going to be either the academic or integrated. I believe it's the academic first, then the integrated. So this is going to pop up on the screen. Okay.
Okay.
This is the integrated. Then it's going to say, okay, you have 3 minutes to read everything here. Okay. You're going to take notes just so that we don't do a lot of repetition. And then after that, it's going to disappear momentarily. You're going to have to take some notes in regards to the essay. And then after that, you're going to write everything down in terms of the actual essay, such as what I'm doing right here, right now. All right. But now you're not going to be writing everything out to begin with. You're just going to be taking notes. I'm just showing you exactly what that introductory paragraph is.
In this essay, I have just to write down a summarize, not my opinion.
Exactly. So when you wrote down, this is a challenging topic, I'm like, whoa, Amtrak, hold on, I'm confused. So that's all, I was like, there was a blend between both. Yeah, you wrote it down in an academic type of way. That's what you did.
Okay.
Right. So now that I'm covering this in totality, you're going to understand everything's going to be no problem. Okay. So what's going to happen, I'm just going to highlight this little area right over here, and I'm going to take some notes. I'm going to build it out for you. So if we look at this, it says here, first paragraph, I got to take notes, right? I don't know what time it would be. I probably would have about 2.5 minutes left. So then me having 2.5 minutes left, I'm going to be like, okay, so let me take notes in a way that makes everything very easy for myself. Okay. So what I'm going to end up doing is, I'm going to look right at that paragraph, and it says, first, the critics point out that the government loses money on Amtrak routes. Okay. Gov lose money on routes. Now, again, you probably would be able to say, there we go, symbols. Okay. Money on routes. Now, I'm going to go into the next sentence. In its effort to serve citizens in all parts of the country, Amtrak maintains routes even in remote and less populated areas. Okay, Amtrak has routes in remote areas. Those routes are not used by enough passengers to cover the cost maintaining them. Not many passengers use, though. Okay, the amount of money lost every year due to underuse is sizable. Okay, lots of money lost. The government loses up to several hundred dollars per passenger on some routes, and the total losses due to underuse add up to hundreds of millions of dollars each year, equals hundreds of millions a year. Privatized equals profitable. There it is. Those are my notes for that first paragraph right there. Those are my notes. Okay. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to hurry up and make sure that I go down just a little bit and I insert another horizontal line and I continue kicking some ass. Here we go. Para one. And now I'm going to go to para two. All right. So what I'm going to do is come right down here and we're going to be taking some notes. So here we go. Oh, I got to do this again. Oh boy. Okay, let's go again. Second, government ownership of Amtrak is unfair to privately owned transportation companies such as airlines. Unfair to airlines. Why? Government funding of Amtrak means that ticket prices on Amtrak are cheaper than they otherwise would be. Government owned equals cheaper tickets. However, the government does not give airline companies money so they can lower their ticket prices. Gov doesn't support airlines. This situation clearly is unfair to airlines and other private transportation companies because they must compete against trains for customers. As a result, must compete for customers. Ta-ta-ta! There go my notes for body paragraph numeral dos. All right, and now I'm gonna put that horizontal line right there, and I'm gonna go into the last body paragraph. Don't worry, you're gonna be doing this coming up real soon, okay? Because guess what? Your writing is gonna be no problema, no problema, no problema. Okay, let's keep it going. Here's the last one. Why did it not? Okay, well, that's just weird. Who cares? Okay, can I do this? Oh, okay, that works. Ah, it works. Okay. Last one. Third, critics maintain that if the government wants to support national transportation, spend money elsewhere. Gov should spend elsewhere. Rail travel is relatively unimportant in the United States. People don't use rail in USA. Amtrak currently transports less than 1% of people traveling between cities. Amtrak transports very little people between states. I'm going to say states instead of cities. A large majority of inner city travelers use other means of transport, such as private cars. People use private cars. The critics argue that rather than financing Amtrak, the government should direct its funding at maintaining and improving the highway system. Gov should maintain and improve highways instead, car travel easier. Ta-ta! Those are your notes, or those are my notes. Now, I didn't write down, I'm going to write down the listening notes next, and then you're going to see how I put these paragraphs together, thus making that full four paragraph essay. Do you have any questions, Stephen?
No.
No problema.
No.
Okay. So yeah, this is exactly what the in what is it? Yeah, this is exactly what the integrated essay is. Like I said, pretty straightforward and everything, so it's not too bad. Now you're gonna see me take these notes in terms of the listening. All right. Now, here we go. Watch how I do this, okay? 3, 2, 1. But hold on, is it actually playing? Hold on, let me try it one more time. Ta-da! Okay, got it. Let's do it again. 3, 2, 1.
Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Here we go.
Should the government sell Amtrak and let a private company run it instead? The answer is no. First, losing money due to underused routes. People who complain about this fail to understand that the main purpose of Amtrak is not to make a profit, but to provide needed transportation services to citizens of the United States. Some of these citizens live in remote areas. And yes, it's true, train routes to these hard-to-reach areas are underused and expensive to maintain. But citizens living in these places have just as much right to government services as people living in more accessible areas do. So it would be wrong to sell Amtrak to a private company that would cut these routes. Second,
that's a lie.
The idea that government funding of Amtrak is unfair to Amtrak's competitors. That's just silly. The United States supports the airline industry in all kinds of ways. For example, it pays for the building of air traffic control towers and the training of the air traffic control officers. It also pays for the weather satellites that the airlines depend on to fly safely. The truth is, private airlines and other forms of mass transportation couldn't exist without lots of financial support from the government. Third, it's true that train travel is less popular than car travel in the United States, but that's only because the Amtrak system is out of date. If people in the United States had trains that were affordable and fast, they'd gladly take them and leave their cars at home. We know this because that's what people in Japan and Europe do. The governments in those places have invested in high-speed train lines, and train travel is very popular. What the United States government should do is invest more money in Amtrak to improve the service.
Summarize the points made in the lecture.
Woo!
Being sure to explain
there
how they
it is. You know what's so funny about that? America, they are heavily supported in car, dependent on cars. And it's not like they have new cars. The majority of people who have cars in America, I would say that for every person who has cars in America, 7 out of 10 of them have cars probably before 2000. Not saying that cars are bad. I'm just saying that they pollute. America is the number one polluter in terms of CO2 emissions in the world. Why is that? Too heavily reliant on not only cars, but shitty old ones. So, like I said, in Japan, there's no problem. 100 million people, they don't produce much pollution at all. Because why? They have a very efficient train system that extends everywhere. So, the Amtrak in America is fucking useless. Oh my God, I didn't even know that they had a train in America. Holy God. Okay, so anyways, here we go. That's what the listening is. I took a lot of crazy ass notes here. Am I going to be able to do that? No, I'm just going to be able to get the general idea, but it always works no matter what. Now it's about putting the paragraphs together. You have your reading notes on one side of your page. You have your listening notes on the other side of your page. Now it's going to be up to you to blend both of them together and hit it. So this is the structure that you're going to have. Now, firstly, that's what you're going to write down. The author states that the government loses money on routes that are underserved and in remote areas. Because of this, there are not that many passengers, and the government loses hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Thus, this is why it should be privatized. Ta-ta! Let's break that down. Now, you know me, linkers are everything. The Indians love linkers. The Indians love linkers. The Indians are like, oh, linka, linka, linka. Okay, they love that bullshit. Okay, if you actually do real writing, okay, real writing in terms of everything else, like at a university, if you write a fucking linker every goddamn sentence, your professor is probably going to say, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, but for some reason, the Indians believe that linkers are very, 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 very important, that you have to put them at the beginning of every fucking sentence. So what I'm trying to emphasize here is you got to have that coherence, right? The author of the reading states that. Now you see me write that down right here. Okay. Now, normally I do not like to write because of this, because I know that who? The best friends of the world, the Indians, they don't like these types of sentences. This is a subordinate clause, right? You have a dependent clause and an independent clause. Normally, I would just write, as a result, there are not that many passengers. Okay, so I'm going to write over here and comment, please write as a result for the Indians. I'm terrible. I know. Thank you. All right. Fuck them. Okay. So, do you see what we have right there?
Just I have a question. In the last sentence, this is why it should be privatized. Why you use why? Why is not for question sentences?
Oh, no. That's why I use, well, actually, why is acting as the subject of the sentence? I'm saying, well, not necessarily this is, but this is why it should be privatized. Or I could have said, this is why the author believes it should be privatized.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No. If why or any question words come at the very beginning of a sentence, then it creates a question. Then it creates a question. But in this case, no.
Okay.
No. Okay. All right. But good question. I love it. And then another linker for the Indians. Okay. Thus, very important. All right. Why? I have no fucking clue why. Okay. But there it is. Now, remember, I have my listening notes. We got to make sure we know who is saying what. We got to know who is saying what. Okay. All right, who's saying this? The author. Who's saying this? The lecture. Okay. However, always use the contrast and linker in the first paragraph, however, in the second paragraph, on the other hand. In the third paragraph, nevertheless, or nonetheless. Okay. Don't worry, I'm going to be writing them down and highlighting everything for you on this document. You're going to know how to kick ass. However, the lecturer disagrees because people who complain do not fully understand the main purpose of the Amtrak, which is to provide transportation for people. Although people do live in remote areas and parts of the Amtrak is underused, citizens still have a right to government services. So there it goes. So therefore, thus, okay, or in other words, if you want to reformulate, so in other words, it would be wrong to sell. See, just mixing it all up. Just mixing it all up. That is what the first body paragraph of me putting the reading in that first paragraph, which I took notes, and the listening, and me combining my notes. That is the end product. That is all my voice. That is all my voice. Okay, so there it is. What do you think, Steffi? Not too
I
bad.
got to
You
practice.
just have to report it. No opinions, Steffi. You don't have to put your opinion here. No opinions needed. No opinions needed. We're just going to put it all together and go from there. Okay. So let's go into the second paragraph. Here it is. How am I going to start this off? Easy. Secondly, the author claims that Amtrak is unfair to airlines because of the fact that governments own Amtrak. Oh, I'm sorry, that governments, that the government owns Amtrak. Thus, why it has cheaper tickets. There goes your why again. Okay. However, oh, don't worry. If you say however two times in an essay, don't worry. The Indians still love you. Okay. However, the government does not support airlines. So they have to compete for customers. Ta-ta! And then what am I going to write here? On the other hand, what is it? On the other hand, let's see here. Let's see here. The lecturer contends this by stating that The United States supports the airline industry. Okay. For example, ooh, they have built buildings for air traffic control, as well as the training for officers and satellites. Okay. As well as the training, as well as training, whatever. And so here we go. Let me put this in. Let me put this. Let me put this. As a result, private airlines would not exist without the help of the government. You see all these linkers? Okay. Let me hurry up and highlight some of these. There goes one right here. All right. You're always going to start that. Okay. Here goes your favorite one over here. Indians are going to love you. Okay, Indians will absolutely love you with this massive sentence right here. Again, I had a student who got, I believe she got a 26 in her writing, Ariana. And you know what, Ariana, she was a comma person. She just kept putting comma, 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 comma. And I'm like, oh my God, Ariana, no more commas. She got a 26. Another girl got a 27. These are the girl that got the 27, first time her taking the test. Ariana. Was it was, I think it was her second time taking the test, and I think she went from like a 22 to a, what is it? Yeah, she went from a 22, I believe, or a 23 to a 26. So again, it's all about these dumbass linkers at this dumbass test and these dumbass people like. Okay, let's keep it going. For example, as a result, you see, I look for the opportunity to add in linkers at any time. That is my goal. How can I add in linkers and linkers and add them in and add them in and add them in? That is my goal. All right. Okay, so here we go. Here goes the last one. This is a lot. So what am I going to say here? Lastly, the final point that the author made. Oh, no. That's passive voice. For some reason, the Indians don't like passive voice. Okay, so lastly, the author claims that the government money should be spent elsewhere because people do not use rail travel in the United States. As no, I don't want to say as a matter, well, you know what, let me say in other words, or no, however, they do. What is it? They do use private cars. So the government should instead maintain and improve highways to make car travel easier. So you're always going to write about 2.5 to 3 lines of reading notes. Do you understand? Never write just 2 lines. That's too little. If you write a line and a half, we are fucked. Okay, I've had students who wrote a line and a half, and I said, "That's all you wrote? That's all you wrote, huh?" They're like, "Oh yeah." I'm like, "Yeah." Yeah, the Indians, they're gonna give you a 2021. They're gonna take that money and run with it. Okay, don't give these motherfuckers anything in the world, these goddamn scammers. Okay, make sure you write as much as you can. The more, the merrier. The more, the merrier. The more, the merrier. Okay. What the hell? Sorry, there was just a bird. Okay, I don't know what's going on out there. Okay, so, and then the last one. Nevertheless, the lecturer posits that it is true that trains are less popular, but it is because the Amtrak is out of date. Oh, carajo. Let me do it again. Is out of date. If people had trains that were affordable and fast, affordable and faster, such as what Japan has done in investing in high-speed trains, more people would leave their cars at home. Therefore, the USA.